they were mainly, you know, small improvements in a variety of areas, but certainly some of them, I think, were. One of the things that we developed, actually, that I think has been used by other people now, in fact, we used to get requests for it, we developed a control system that you could run blood through that could produce the kinds of pressure and flow waveforms that were seen in the coronary circulation. And actually, we initially developed that for use in this model coronary artery that I mentioned. Uh-huh. Then we scaled it down, and we actually were using it to perfuse isolated hearts from dogs with different kinds of pressure and flow profiles. Uh-huh. So that we could sort of uncouple the behavior of the ventricle itself from the coronary artery. And we got some very interesting results in trying to separate the effect of the... Well, let me back up a second. One of the things that complicates the coronary circulation is the fact that the heart's beating. So every time the heart contracts, the pressure goes up, but simultaneously those vessels downstream get squeezed by the heart muscle. They're going through the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like a simple hydraulic system.
Yeah.
And that makes it much harder to understand the phasic relationships between pressure and flow, because the resistance is varying as the pressure grows.
Uh-huh.
We were able to uncouple those with this device we had, because we could stop the heart from beating for a moment and then still perfuse it with the same pressure and look at the difference in flow patterns. And so we were able to get some information about the relative importance of the squeezing effect and the pressure.
Uh-huh.
And that device was called a hydraulic servo valve, actually. That was a feedback control system where you would prescribe a waveform, and then it would follow whatever waveform you prescribed electrically, using good electrical engineering principles. And we could simulate all kinds of waveforms. We actually did a frequency response in the coronary circulation by applying sinusoidal input pressure of varying frequencies and measuring the amplitude of the flow response, and we could determine the frequency response of the circulation under different conditions, beating and non-beating.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of, you know, basic mechanics, but also with the electrical technology to make it work.